Patriots Today. I'm Bob Sosi, along with Patriots Football Weekly's Andy Hart, as we wind down day three of the 2016 NFL Combine. And today, Andy, on stage, at the podium, actually, the marquee members of this class, according to most, defensive tackles.
Yeah, defensive tackles, defensive ends with the offensive line. This is a trenches draft. A'shaun Robinson, a big defensive tackle who kind of has the Vince Wilfork look to him. He has the beard, the shaved head, kind of a little meaner. He admits he looks older with the beard, but coming out of that Alabama program, you know, those are good, tough football players. But he's one of just a litany of guys on that defensive front that are probably going to go in the first round. You know, maybe a quarter of the first round could be defensive linemen. We also heard from the outside guys, Joey Bosa out of Ohio State, who thinks he could be the number one pick in the draft. I'm a little questioning him just based on his size, but his personality, his work ethic, his playmaking ability off the charts.
Bosa, of course, has a lot of company here from Columbus. The Buckeyes well represented. Urban Meyer, the head coach there, had a strong relationship with Bill Belichick when Meyer was in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah, no question, and it's very similar. You know, a national title team with a lot of NFL talent. We saw in the old days it was, you know, Hernandez and Spikes and Cunningham year after year taking Florida guys. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a close look. You know, they have 14 guys here. They have a lot of NFL talent on that roster. Maybe not Bosa, but as you move your way down to some of the depth players on that offense and that defense, or Braxton Miller, a guy who a lot of people want to see in New England, the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback turned wide receiver, turned 4.3 40 guy. Is he just an athlete? But there's a lot of talent there, and that close relationship, at some point it'll pay off.
Now, yesterday we heard from Glenn Gronkowski. Today it seems we're hearing from wannabe Gronkowskis.
Yes, another Ohio State guy, Vanette, says people call him Baby Gronk, and all the tight ends, we talked about it yesterday, are trying to say, oh, I'm the next Gronk. I can be like Gronk. I'm well-rounded. Well, he said scouts actually call him Baby Gronk, and he's not there yet, but he thinks he can get to that position. I wish him luck, because that's obviously a pretty high standard that Gronk has set.
And a lot of players in general try to endear themselves not only to the past, but everybody else with a Patriot way-like manner of saying, hey, I'm versatile.
Versatility is the key word. Everybody, even guys that seem like, you know, pigeonhole nose tackles are trying to tell you, I can collapse the pocket, I can rush the passer too. Versatility, and at some times I think that's a burden for these guys, because they're trying to convince you so much of their versatility that they're not really willing to admit what their strength is. What's the thing you really do better than anyone else? And I remember a couple of years ago, Michael Sam came out and was refreshingly honest, just said, I get after the passer. That's what I do. You know, I'm not overly big. I may not be a stout run player, but I can get after the passer. Didn't work out for him, obviously, but that's a different story. But sometimes I think these players need to remember they have strengths. Don't just say you're versatile. Tell me what you can actually do that you're really good at.
And the ever-versatile Andy Hart, writer for Patriots Football Weekly and analyst for Patriots Today. I'm Bob Sosi.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.